A Massachusetts sheriff has decided to mount a fight against efforts to get rid of involuntary addiction treatment at his jail. While state lawmakers review the forced addiction treatment efforts, several state and federal officials are praising the sheriff's program. WBUR's Deborah Becker has the story.
Hampden County Sheriff Nick Cochi gathered dozens of people yesterday to mark the 1 year since he opened a wing of his jail for men involuntarily committed to addiction treatment under the state law called Section 35.
Over 860 people have come through our doors in 1 year. Less than 5% have been recommitted. That's the best numbers around the Commonwealth.
The sheriff says his program is successful because the average stay is 45 days, longer than most treatment programs. He also says his staff focuses on helping men plan for when they leave. One of the first men to go through the program spoke at the sheriff's gathering. Keith, who only wanted his first name used because of the stigma of addiction, credits program staff with saving his life.
They stayed with me throughout my recovery, which is huge because most of these people are wearing badges, and, you know, I'm used to them telling me to lock in or cuff up, you know.
In the past year, though, there's been more scrutiny of sending men to jails and prisons for treatment when they haven't committed any crimes. The legislature's Section 35 Commission recommended no longer sending men to correctional facilities for treatment, and there's a bill pending that would ban it. But Sheriff Cochi says some people need to be forced into treatment. He also says treatment beds are scarce in western Massachusetts, and his Section 35 program is different because it has more of what he calls a treatment touch.
Let's look at it for what it is. It's a change agent for people with addiction issues, and we're very proud of that, and we're going to fight to the end.
So fight that legislation?
We're going to fight it.
Really?
I need to be able to serve the people of my community. If we're saving lives, why would anybody want to stop?
The sheriff appears to have support among some state lawmakers. Senator Eric Lesser, whose district includes Hampden County, is among about a half dozen state lawmakers who joined Cochi yesterday.
In a lot of cases, you're dealing with folks who might be a danger to themselves or their loved ones, and this is a way to protect them, to protect their family members, and to get them treatment.
Congressman Richard Neal is also supportive.
When you hear the sheriff of Hampden County or the sheriff of Berkshire County, when they say that 90% of their inmates either have a drug or alcohol issue, that tells you the story.
The courts are also looking at Section 35. The state's facing a lawsuit alleging discrimination because Massachusetts stopped sending civilly committed women to correctional facilities for forced treatment 3 years ago in response to another lawsuit.
We don't need to put anyone in prison. What we need to do is to invest in civilian resources.
Bonnie Teneriello is with Prisoners Legal Services, which filed the lawsuits.
It may be that right now families' only choice is this or nothing, but nobody should have that choice. We have to give all of these people the option for civil commitment in a civilian setting.
Many families say jail may be the only way to provide on-demand locked treatment. Eileen Francisca from Wilbraham civilly committed her 29-year-old son to the sheriff's program about 3 weeks ago after she found him overdosed in her home. She says she understands the debate, but families are desperate.
You know, I hate to remove the rights of someone, but someone, you know, could easily just be dead. So you have to do what you have to do. It's not pretty.
Sheriff Cochi expects the upcoming legal and legislative debates won't be pretty. Encouraged by $1 million in the governor's recent budget for his program, though, he's asking lawmakers to use his facility as a potential treatment model. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.